We have come out of the executive session and are back to our regular agenda. Before we begin, do you have everything there that you're going to want me to sign if this is approved today? And I can just have this for grins, right? We're going to be discussing the Trilex Biosolids agreement. We had put on the agenda and resolution, but having just met with counsel in exec session, we don't need the resolution. So if you gentlemen will identify yourselves for the record, we will begin.
Okay. I'm Mike Pacina with HDR Engineering, project manager for the Trilex Biosolids project.
I'm Travis Heyer with HDR.
Gentlemen, what do we have in front of us? What are we scheduled for today?
What we got is, right now we're scheduled for a pre-construction meeting for this on Tuesday. Basically at that meeting we'll hand out all the contract documents and the contract will be given the green light to get started.
I don't mean to be nitpicky, but we got a lot of people, some people who are listening, and they're not exactly sure what that pre-construction meeting is for. If you give us a little background, then...
Construction contract with Trilex Biosolids project. Bids were opened on July 29th. Since then, we've gone through the process of evaluating the contractor and awarding the construction contract. And in that process, they provide their bonds and insurance and everything else that goes along with that. And that's been reviewed by the county, and we're to the point where it's the contract is ready to be executed from the county side to fully execute the agreement. And then we will have a pre-construction conference with the contractor next Tuesday just to kick off the project, go over administrative matters, find out what their schedule looks like, things like that, just to get things moving administratively with construction. And then they will officially be on the clock right after that to get the project done.
What's our part here today, the passing of a resolution or an approval of the agreement through a motion, or was it just informational? That's where I'm at.
It sounds to me like that was something you guys may have been discussing in executive session. From our perspective, what we need is we need the contracts to be signed by the county and the notice to proceed to be signed by the county. What mechanism you need to get to allow that to occur, that's up to you guys. A lot of times it's done by a motion for a lot of our clients. Sometimes our clients will do a resolution. It's up to each one as to how they want to administratively handle it from their perspective.
We've already awarded the bid, motion. For the agreement.
Oftentimes that's, in the form of, authorizing, the presiding commissioner to execute the agreement on behalf of the county and, authorize them to sign the notice to proceed. Those would be we have a no-cost change order that changes a couple administrative items, that would need to be executed as well. All of them have been executed by the contractor to this point. It's time for this. Would be time for the county to countersign those as well.
Right. I'm going to make a motion for the presiding commissioner to execute the signatures needed on this biosolids agreement.
If you could word that to approve the agreement binding between Taney County and Carson Mitchell Incorporated, here and after called the contractor. For the biosolids project, Trilex Biosolids project, it's the same thing.
It's the same thing as having you execute the agreement. you explained it. That's great. But I will
accept your motion to execute the agreement in front of the county commission by and between Taney County. Carson Mitchell Incorporated.
Would you like me to make the motion?
Sure, I'm ready. Is there a second?
Did you want me to withdraw the motion?
No.
I'm kind of confused what the motion is.
I think the motion is to execute the agreement.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to execute the agreement that is in front of us today by and between Taney County, Missouri and Carson Mitchell Incorporated regarding the Tri-Lakes Biosolids Project. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion passes. Do you feel that you need an additional motion to proceed?
If you're...
We're fine with what we've just done, but if you feel that you need an additional motion...
We need you to sign the three things we mentioned, and if you're confident that you can do that, then I'm fine with it.
The only other question I'd have for you, I guess, is administratively through this project with pay applications, things like that, do you want us presenting those to the commission each time? Is it something you guys handle administratively?
For change orders?
Well, for change orders, no. We'll present to the commission, but just regular monthly pay applications, things like that, would you prefer we present each one to you?
Who else would you present it to?
Well, I mean, do we just turn them in and they're paid now that you've paid the contract?
Through accounts payable.
We'll set it up and run it through accounts payable. Okay. We have that line item established within our sales tax account.
And as far as submittals and documents that are copied to the county, do you want me to send those to you, or do you want them to go through John Suti, or how do you want
all the documents?
Send
them to us.
Okay. So
I'm... Any other comments, Danny or Brandon, regarding this? I mean, again, I think this is huge, and it's a big step for Taney County. It's a real piece of the puzzle to help keep our environment within this county safe. And I'm pleased that we're moving forward.
Is there a change order in this also?
I don't know if it's in that one. I have copies of it right here. What the change order was during bidding the new...
Travis, if there was a change order that had additional cost, then I'd appreciate it that you present it to the county commission. Because even though we give Ron administrative authority over this, we need to review any additional monies just in protection of the grant.
That's fully understood, and we will come to you with any changes to the contract.
Give me a clarification on the change order. And if I'm not mistaken, the company that was involved agreed to absorb any additional costs that were a result of that. You had come to me and we chatted about that before. And I'm assuming that this change order then reflects that. Let's do, in fact, have a motion. Brandon brought that up, and he's right. I believe technically that we should, even though we've already agreed to that and accepted it, we need to formally adopt that, I believe.
Move to accept change order number one for the Tri-Lakes Biosolids Regional Drying Facility.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to adopt change order number one and approve same change order. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Anything else?
You ready to write?
I'm sorry?
You ready to write?
I'm ready to write. Are you insinuating there's a number of things to sign?
Yes.
Is this one of them?
Yes.
Ron, I have a little discussion question that I'm... As we have Melissa keep us updated on all of our grants and things, any of this information go directly to her, or is this strictly out of the grant process?
What we're doing today is basically out of the grant process. I mean, the grant, we're signing these contracts that we state DNR will come down at some point and have you go through the whole grant administration process, and then I'm assuming you want to have Earth happy.
Right.
You know, I had a couple of people that brought this up a couple of weeks ago to me about the county's biosolids project. And I think that it would be important to note, I know that you know, Jan, but this would not have come about had it not been a collaborative effort between the cities and the villages and others personally within this county to make this come to fruition. So it was not just the county. It was a number of individuals that worked, again, collaboratively to make sure that this happened. Rick, I was just noting that someone had talked with me a couple of weeks ago about this particular project and being the county's project, and I was informing them, as I was making note of today, that this was a collaborative effort between cities and villages, and some within the private sector, as well as the county, to get to the point where we are today, and that it would not have happened had it not been a collaborative effort. That's my opinion, my 2 cents worth, but...
Certainly over the course of the many years of the
Rick, could we have you sit where the microphone is, and then they would be able to, those that are listening, be able
certainly
to...
Certainly over the many years of the of this project being under consideration and all of the challenges faced, and of course, this involves communities in both Stone and Taney County. Mr. Pacine and I just came from Reed Spring this morning, which may be another community that this may be a benefit to, but without Taney County's resources and leadership at the county level, this project would still not be where it is. And that's recognized that that's not without additional effort and vision. And so the communities sincerely appreciate that. I know I've had recent conversations with Rockaway Beach, and I'm very hopeful that they're going to again, new leadership and things can reconsider what's going on there. So at any rate, the communities will just express, and like I say, it's communities. I'm the chairman of the Biosolids Partnership, and on behalf of communities in both Stone and Taney County, all of the White River Basin, again, Taney County's willingness to devote resources and step up to this made a huge difference. So we appreciate that.
This is a project that is going to benefit a lot of people in our community and the communities throughout the county, that's for sure.
I believe that this could easily become a model statewide. I don't know that this is necessarily going to be limited just to it certainly will have immediate benefit in our region, but I think it's going to be looked at. Mr. Pacina just most recently authored an article in the Missouri Municipal League's magazine about this particular project, and so there's a lot of interest in this across the state.
I have to make the statement that at one time this project was almost dead in the water, and the efforts of Mr. Houseman, as he served on the board to seek out monies for these type of grants and things, and the vision of being able to reduce this from a $12 million project down to a $6 million project with a cooperative effort of DNR. And the county made this all happen, and it is is something that that lasts far into the future. It's something that can be built upon, like you said. If it grows statewide, we've already did the homework, the basic work, the preparation to make it happen. So very willing to give credit where credit's due. I know that city of Branson and Hollister and the leadership of you, Rick, and of Ron has pulled this thing together and made it come to pass.
Well, we weren't always sure where we, when we sat in some of those Clean Water Commission meetings in Jefferson City, which direction we were headed, but
It's very rewarding when these most difficult of projects, and actually I would mention the name of Larry Van Gelder, who carried this thing for a number of years. There's been a lot of people that have dedicated effort. I believe this is going to set Taney County as a destination. A lot of times one of our largest employers or our largest industries is tourism. And this is going to allow us to promote the green side of this. It's very, very responsible. Another byproduct is there's an interest by the agricultural community in the end product to use it as fertilizer. So I think this is, at this point, appears to be a win across a broad cross-section of our economy. It gives us potential indeterminate growth level. We can develop our economy to whatever level, and still with a mind to being good stewards for our resources and our natural environment and those kinds of things. So this is really positive, and not the least of it is everybody getting together and pulling together on a project. That's a huge thing. I said one time that they said, well, what would be the biggest reward for you in your public life? I said, everybody got behind a project and all got together and did one. And I think this is one of those legacy projects, as you point out, that stands alongside of the economic development partnership, the biosolids partnership, mm-hmm. the technical community college coming into our region. All of the transportation improvements that we've looked at, whether it be air or road, and hopefully in the future rail, there's just a huge number of things that have happened, have been worked on for years, but have actually come to pass here in the last few months. The County Transportation Advisory Board matrix, that's a huge deal. The Enhanced Enterprise Zone meeting this afternoon for their first regularly scheduled annual meeting. I mean, there's just a lot of things going on that everybody from the bench to the stakeholders in Taney County can look towards and say that there's some really positive things happening here. I think it shows in job growth. I was just looking at sales tax figures that continue to increase. So a lot of positive stuff. And sometimes those of us that work on the challenges that are faced every day, it's easy to lose sight of the fact that there's really a lot of very good things happening, and because we're trying to fix some of the things that need fixing. So at any rate, as far as I'm concerned, today's meeting was just another milestone of positive things that are going on.
Yeah. I agree 100% with everything you just said, and this is a great example of how communities can work well together, and you obviously are the Zen master of partnering, and if we would better follow your example, we could collaborate on more efforts on a number of projects within the county. So I'm excited about the fact that the entities are working so well together. Thank you, Rick, for your comments. Do you gentlemen have anything else for us?
That's it. Thank you very much.
If I'm not mistaken, we concluded our business in exec session. We just took it up a little bit earlier than...
Yes.
Or moved it in order of agenda because we were waiting on these gentlemen to arrive. And that would conclude today's meeting until next Monday, if I'm not mistaken.
Motion to adjourn until next Monday.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to adjourn until next Monday. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.